Parsha Seikiv continues now with HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuing to warn the Jewish people about the pitfalls of prosperity. Because when things go really well for you and everything falls into place, then you start to think you're fantastic. You do it all by yourself. Yishomer lecha. Watch yourselves. Pentishkach es Hashem alikecha. Lest you forget the Lord your God. Levilti yishmer mitzvaysav. That you won't keep his mitzvahs. Umishpatov and his ordinances, v'chukesev and his statutes, asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoyim, that I am commanding you about here today. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes on now to explain the details. Penteicha, lest you will eat the savata, and you're sated, uvatim tevim tivne, and you build nice homes, v'yashavta, and you settle in. So after you have nice homes and you're settled in, your business prospers, your cattle and your sheep increase, you have lots of gold and silver, everything increases. You're on the way up. Everything's going great. I once heard a Polish avert that says v'kesef v'zov yirbalach, you have gold and silver, v'chol asher lecha yirba, and then everything becomes increased. In other words, when you're rich, everything is great. Whatever, if you have an ounce of brains, you think you have a gallon. Everything somehow becomes magnified when there's kesef v'zov, when a person's got money.
What pasuk?
We started today from chapter 8, pasuk yud aleph. Pedikhes, the 11th pasuk, and now we're up to the 14th pasuk. And here is the kicker. V'rom levavecha, your heart becomes very high. V'shachachtas Hashem alikecha, and you forget the Lord your God, ha-maitziecha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who takes you out of Egypt, me'beis avadim, from the house of slavery. Now this is a funny pasuk. Because we already said in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yishomer lecha pentishkach, watch lest you forget. So that says already. And here we are on verse 14, three verses later. It says, V'ram levavecha v'shachachta. So what's the difference between pentishkach, lest you forget, lest we forget, in chapter 11, in verse 11, and the v'shachachta, the lest we forget, in verse 14? So the Gemara in Saita says that if verse 14 begins with the words "Not yishamer lecha pentishkach," not lest we forget, or lest you forget, but it begins with the words "V'ram levavecha," that your heart is stout, your heart is high. The Gemara in Saita says, "And afei mikan azhara," this serves as a warning legase haruach to those who would be carried away with their own arrogance. The Gemara over there continues. And it says, "Kol mi sheyesh begasas haruach," anybody who's arrogant, ki'ilu kafar be'ikar. It's as if he denies the very presence of Hashem. So the first time we talk about Yishomer lecha pentishkach, that's the person who becomes forgetful and abandons the Torah and mitzvahs. Whatever, success got to him. When we talk about verse 14, it's not just that success got to him. It's not just he forgot, as some people are wont to forget. But here, there's a greater emphasis on v'ra'u levavecha. The reason that you forgot God is because you have created a geocentric reality. Everything revolves around you. You're filled with arrogance. You're filled with pride. You're filled with self-aggrandizement. And because there's such an idea of gaiva, so that's why, v'shachachta, that's why you forget. Who is the Lord God you forget? That's Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Hamalichecha baderech, who took you along the way of the great Mamidbar HaGadol, the great desert, V'Hanoida, the awesome, is the description of the desert, which is described as both great and awesome. That in this desert, there were dominant Nachash, Saraf, V'Akrav, snakes, serpents, scorpions, V'Tzimoyin Asher Ein Moyim, and a thirst that comes from a lack of any water. There's no hydration. It's a desert. Hamaitzi lachom mayim mitzurach halamash. He took water for you, brought forth water from you, for you from the flintstone. And then the Torah says further, Hamachilcha mon bamidbar, who fed you manna in the desert, Ashala yodun avisecha. Your ancestors never knew this. And the reason that he fed you this man is laman anoischa. In order, literally, the word inoi literally means to torment or to deprive you. That's the terminology we use on Yom Kippur. It says inoi. Why is it an inoi? So first of all, the food really didn't look like food. And presentation is very important in catering. It's number one. Number two, it drove them crazy, the fact that they didn't use the washroom. It sounds like fun for the first week, but they said something's very wrong here. What's going on? This is not a normal eating. Because the food melted into their system. It had no toxins. It didn't have to be separated, the good from the bad, and then part of it pushed out of the body, and part of it absorbed into the bloodstream. It was all good. It was lechem and hashamayim. So it was a test. It was unusual. It was something that challenged them. It was something that even frightened them. In order to test you, but all of these tests are lehitivcha b'achrisecha, to be good to you in the end. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah rules, based on the writings of our sages, kolam mekayim es haTorah me'oni, anybody who fulfills the Torah out of poverty, seifei lekayim me'osher, in the end, he will fulfill the words of Torah out of affluence. How do you know this? From this pasuk, because it says leman anoischa. Anoischa comes from the word inui, that the idea of poverty, and it's a test, and it's lehitivcha ba'achrisecha, to be good to you in the end. So Hashem sometimes challenges us. He takes away our parnasah chas v'shalom. We have a difficult time. But all of this is to make you a better person, and ultimately it's lehitivcha ba'achrisecha. And the challenge becomes, did you stick with it when the chips were down? When you were in a state of inui, when you were in a state of meltdown, in a state of anius, things weren't the way it should be. And if you stick to it then, you fulfill the Torah out of that state, in the end, you'll fill it out of a state of affluence. So this is the things you forget. And what will you say instead? You say in your heart, Koichi, my strength, the might of my hand, Oso li es hachayil hazeh, has done for me all of this valor. Koichi, my strength. What is the meaning of koichi? So koichi, this is not the brute strength, not physical strength, but smarts, cunning. The ability to know when to sell, when to buy, how to do business. I'm a smart guy. I know how to do business. And I know how to turn a profit. The pasuk says, "Koichi va'oitzim yodi asali es hachayil hazeh." Chayil is the idea of valor is hatzlacha, to be able to increase my residuals and to be able to increase my possessions. That's basically as Unkelus and the Targum Yonison render it. Rabbeinu Bechaya puts it a little bit differently. He says, "Koichi is the mazel of a person." The person says, "I'm lucky, lucky. I have good luck. I have good fortune. Somehow, the force was with me. Oitzim yodi, this is the hard work I put into it. So I have good luck, and I have good work ethic." And the Torah is teaching us that a person should not ascribe his or her success to mazel, to luck or good fortune. There's no luck of the draw for a yid. As it says, ke'ein mazel Yisrael, there is no mazel for the Jewish people. So why do we succeed if it's without mazel? The answer is, we succeed because asaliyah. So it's not that who are nation l'chakayach las ischoil the next pasuk. So it's not this. It's not the mazel. It's not the luck. But rather, let's take a look at verse 18. V'zacharta, and you'll remember as Hashem alekecha, the Lord your God, ki hu hanayson l'chakayach las ischoil. He is the one who gives you the power to do valor. L'man hakim es brisay, so that he might establish his covenant, asher nishba l'aveisecha, that he promised to your fathers, kayyem hazeh, on this very day.
We don't hold from mazel because it's a variation of zara?
We don't hold from mazel because it's a variation of other forces that cause us success. And we don't believe in other forces. We believe in the Kaddish Baruch Hu.
Let's stop saying Mazel Tov.
It's a good question. I don't have time to explain it properly now, because now we're learning something else. But
I get it. I mean, we still get good mazel, but we don't rely. We're not bound by mazel.
We're not. Mazel is not our cause. It doesn't come from mazel. There could be a mazelic time, an auspicious time, but ultimately a yid is not the recipient of mazel, and we're not at the how do they call it? Not obviously. At the mercy of mazel.
Right.
Instead, it comes from our Kaddish Baruch Hu. There is a business. There is a business about mazel, a mazel tov, what that means. But generally speaking, instead of a yid being under the sway or influence of mazel, a yid controls the mazel. Yidin are shaylut ha-mazalus, not the other way around. All right. So that's what this pasuk, these psukim have to say to us. And, you know, there's no rashi even. This is all very easy to understand. This is very straightforward. It's very, very clear. You didn't build this. You didn't make this. It all came from Hashem. So let's take a look. The Rebbe has a very interesting take on this. Page Kuf Chav Beis in the Beauty of Chumash. Simen Yud Beis. So I guess from the Rebbe's vantage point, where the tzaddik sees things, it's actually incredulous that a person should think that he did it by himself. It's like incredulous. How could it be? I don't see the incredulity so much. Like, what's the question? And a lot of people like that. So they just have to look in the mirror sometimes. But anyway, the Rebbe says, Yesh l'tumaya. This is astonishing. Is there then a need for a special command in the Torah? K'dei lishlol rayan koy mufrach? In a sense, to remove the possibility of the ridiculous? It's ridiculous. It's impossible. How could somebody think such a foolish thing? The Torah has to tell a person, don't think that you did this by yourself, without the help of God. I mean, isn't that basic to Judaism? Isn't that endemic to the way Torah looks at everything?
The harder you work, the more effort you put in, that's yourself.
But to think that you did it all by yourself and you have to be reminded, you would forget about Hashem? I understand. The question is not such a strong question to us. To the Rebbe, it's a very strong question.
It's human nature.
But the truth is, what the Rebbe is really saying is, why does the Torah have to talk about it in that way? Like, this is what Yiddishkeit says. I mean, if you're studying Torah, you believe in God. So you believe in God. Who are we talking to over here? Talking to a person that doesn't begin to begin? Okay, fine. So then start to begin.
The Torah tells
open
us
your eyes.
Thank Hashem for the food when we're satiated.
Yes, that's the pasuk that begins. That's the pasuk right before. So we started from verse 11. That's verse 10. That you should thank Hashem when you're satiated. And that actually is the point. When you're satiated is when you have to thank Hashem, because that's when you're in danger of forgetting it.
When you're starving, then you reach out to
no
Hashem.
No atheist in the foxhole.
That's
correct.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so the question that becomes over here, why did the Torah have to tell this to you, as if there's a real possibility that somebody actually should believe that he did it all by himself? Why did Hashem have to tell you didn't build that? Don't you know you didn't build that? You're a Torah Jew. You know you didn't build it. You're a Torah Jew. You know Baruch Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem. You know everything comes from Hashem. Ach, Ba'inkav Shaldvarim, the Rebbe has a fascinating perspective on this. If you look really deep, Harayon, the ideal or idea, that koichim ve'aitzim yodi asa liyas achayel hazeh, that I did this all by myself, eini koim ufrach, is actually not so out of the question. Kifi shehu nishba ba'ashkaf ha'rishena, the way it sounds, at first blush. Yodua sipur chazal, there's a famous story that's found in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, al machlekes ba'alacha. It's a story about a dispute, which is not very unusual. The Gemara is full of disputes. Disputes about halacha. They didn't just fight for the sake of fighting. They had arguments about what is the proper ruling. How does this Torah idea apply in the concrete? But in this particular case, pasku chachmi Yisrael neged daitesh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The sages of Israel, if you were, ruled against the will of God. So we have Rebbe Elazar HaGadol, Rebbe Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and he says, I'm telling you the halacha is like me. And they said, we don't see it that way. So he says, I'll prove it to you. And there's all kinds of signs from heaven that in Yeshiva Shomaila, God is ruling this way. And the Chachamim are unfazed, and they said, no, that's not the halacha. The halacha remains as we rule it according to the principles of Torah that we were given. Now, at the end of that story, which I'm skipping over almost unfairly, it's a great story and very dramatic, but at the end of that story, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Almighty God responds, and he says, Chiyach, God smiles, whatever that means. V'yamar, he said, Natzchunei bana natzchunei, my children, you have been victorious. Harei, so we see, what can we see from this story? Shelo b'nei Yisrael nitan ha-koyach, that to the Jewish people was given the power, l'natzeach kaviyochel. It seems as if it were kaviyochel, that we should be victorious over, we should overcome Gamas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmai. There's something a Yid could do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself can do. It's as if, like, Hashem says, you won. You did this. Oh, I could build this. V'hasibah l'kach. What's the reason? How does a Yid have the koyach to argue with the Eibishter? Mipnei shevkol b'shebnei Yisrael him banush HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we are called Hashem's children. As the expression goes, a little bit later on in the Torah, in the same book, it says, Bonim atem l'Hashem l'kechem. You are children to Hashem, the Lord your God. V'lachein, if your children, and if the Torah uses a particular metaphor or frame or euphemism, then it has to be applied in a rather absolute fashion. And with regard to children, there's a Gemara in Shavuos that says, quote, Yafa koyach haben mikoyach ha'av. The son can oftentimes outperform the father. He's better than the father. Aye, the son takes his gifts from the father. He takes it to the next level. Zehu eifei pesher hamachashava. This then is the interpretation of the thought. Koichi va'aitzim yadi asali esachayel azeh. The Rebbe says the deeper meaning of this idea: I built this, I did this, I accomplished it. This is me. The deeper idea is Yehudi alu lachshiv. A Yid could start to think, since he's God's child, since sometimes the child can do even better than the parent, he says, well, God gave me this unbelievable ability. He gave me a neshama. We are like his children. And therefore, we can do this. I can build this. Without the ongoing and constant assistance and aid and intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody might have thought that. In other words, you take yourself too seriously. Because Torah says that you're really great. And Torah says you have unbelievable ability. And Torah says you could say Natzchun Ebanei. So if Torah says you could say Natzchun Ebanei, well, maybe that's the real deal. Al-Kach Malam Deino Akasu. This suggests that Ebbe is what the Pasuk comes to teach us. Wrong. V'zacharta, you must remember, es Hashem alikecha, remember the Lord your God. Why? Ki hu ha-neisein l'cha koyach l'ases choyl. He gave you the strength to do this valor. Mavur b'teres achsidis. It's explained in the Memorim of the Rabbeim. Shegam kasha yofa koyach ha-ben. That even when we say that the power of the child is greater mikoyach ha-av than his parents, ein ze koyach atzmoy shel ha-ben. It's not the independent strength. Where does the strength come from? The children have the DNA of their parents. In other words, the deeper way of reading is Yafa Koyach HaBen. The better ability, the better possibility, the better potential that's encoded within to the children. Where does it come from? It says Mi Koyach HaAv. It's from the potential. It's from the power that the parents have, which actually jibes perfectly with the genetic science as we know it today, that there are latent genes, that sometimes the parents have those genes, only they were never awakened for whatever reason. So the person thinks that his or her success came because they're so smart, because they're so great, that the Yofakoyach HaBen, that the child says, I can be Natzchunai, I can overcome HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel. Torah comes along and says, no. Hu HaNeisen L'Chakoyach. You're Taki Gevaldik. You're so capable. You're so successful. You're so able. You know why? Ki hu, because he, ha-neisen l'cha-koyach, because he gives you the strength. V'u'adin b'nyanenu. The same idea applies here. Amnam nitan l'vnei Yisrael ha-koyach l'natzeach gamas ha-kadosh baruch hu. It's given The power is given. The wherewithal is given. The ability is given. That we should like be victorious over God. However, this is all, we say kaviyachol as if yofa keecha ben, that the child is more than the father has. We could rule it halacha teira, that Hashem doesn't rule. But you have to know keech za'atzme, this strength itself, where does that strength come from? That strength in and of itself comes from Hashem. Therefore, there's no reason and no room for pride. So the point is, you can accomplish great things. You are actually obligated to accomplish great things because you can. But you don't let it get to your head. You don't become prideful. You don't get carried away with yourself. Take life seriously. Don't take yourself seriously.
But when you're putting in the effort, it's all your effort. Are you thinking, you're supposed to be thinking of Hashem when you're putting in the effort?
That's exactly the point. Precisely because you are putting in the effort. And precisely because you are intelligent and you are smart. That's precisely why a person has to always remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that koyach. You take have gewaldige koyach. You have unbelievable strength. And your koyach is, your ability that Hashem gives you is fantastic. And because you have those keichas, you're going to accomplish great things. But remember one thing. Who gave you those keichas? That strength, that ability comes from a higher place. So, yesh lizker sha'akoyl hu bekeichas l'akadosh baruch hu. That everything is bekeichas l'akadosh baruch hu. Why? Ki hu ha'neisen l'cha koyach l'ases choyl. He gives you the valor that you should be able to do the wonderful things. There's a beautiful story that illustrates this. They call it the talis maker of Baghdad, who was this famous talis maker. But the ability to weave the finest of talisim. And for people would make orders months in advance to be able to get a talis from this fellow. And at some point, he became too excited, overwhelmed, or prideful about his ability to weave. And he made a talis thinking all about how great he is. And the very wealthy person came to pick up the talis that he had ordered. And he says, this is a shoddy piece of work. This is garbage. And the guy looked at the talis and said, exactly what the other talisim made. And the guy said, I refuse to pay. Anyway, bottom line was, couldn't figure it out. And the second time it happened, the third time, he decided to take apart the whole thing and put it back together. And this time, when he put it back together, he said, Baruch Hashem and Be'ez Hashem. And you remember, the guy came to pick up his talis and says, oh, it's gorgeous. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. As long as we are mindful and we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koyach, everything else is fine. The biggest challenge we have is Chas V'Shalom, to get carried away with the koiches, taka koiches, amazing abilities, but the koiches that were given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and are given to us constantly. And therefore, we have to remember, hu ha'neisen l'cha koyach. You have valor, you have ability, you have wherewithal, but never forget, hu ha'neisen l'cha, you didn't build this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you that strength and that ability. It's very hard.